be alive.
And this is probably going to be very racist.
Hey,
hello.
It's the bonus.
We still got Courtney.
Hi, it's me, Courtney, from earlier.
To Courtney McGinnis, who was hearing Mariah Carey or just having some kind of episode.
What the hell,
I hope
guys.
We're leading that in. Very funny. You're like, quick check in before we start. You both hear Mariah Carey, yes? And we're like, no.
You were like, wait, what?
I thought you said super hearing. I was like, I mean, it's like we're in the middle of Midtown and there is Mariah Carey.
Right.
Like, it wasn't playing, even that song.
I mean,
though.
It's playing.
No, it
somewhere
wasn't All
here.
I Want for Christmas. I heard that on the subway here, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Did you see the thing I sent to the group text? It was Dan Chamberlain, who's the voice of the show, all the numbers and stuff, did a thing where it's the Tim and another guy. I forget the other guy's name. But All I Want for Christmas Is You, the Christmas Shoes remix.
Oh.
Wait. Can you pull this up?
Is it shoe? Does it say shoe?
They put the lyrics to Christmas Shoes over All I Want for
What's
Christmas.
What's Christmas
oh
Shoes?
Oh my god, it's a very sad song. It's a very sad song.
What is
it's
Christmas
like, it's
Shoes?
Like, Patton Oswalt, I think, has a bit about it, right?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
Like
think
a,
right.
It's like a song about, like, a, sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. Like, she's basically sick. Like, and
his
I want
mom's
her,
dying.
I want her to look nice if mama meets Jesus tonight. Like, that's like,
oh
the,
my god, don't even, I'm going to start crying.
Christians have some fucked
Dan,
up
you
songs.
You look so down. What's the matter, buddy?
Well, I am. Frankly, I really bummed myself out remembering my story of the Christmas shoes.
That is a pretty sad story. But you know what I like to do when I have sad stories that haunt my dreams daily?
What's that?
I just remember them in a happier way.
What do you mean?
Well, let's see. I remember it was...
It was almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, trying to buy last gifts or two, not really in the Christmas mood.
Standing right in front of me, a little boy waits anxiously, pacing like they do, and in his hand.
This is so fucked up.
I've never heard of this song in my life.
His clothes, they were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, my mama needs these shoes.
Oh,
it's Christmas Eve, they're just her size. Could you please hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. She's been sick for quite a while. I know these shoes would make her smile. I want her to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus.
I'm gonna
tonight.
Straight up start crying.
That's enough, that's enough.
Oh my god, that song is the worst.
So you've never heard Christmas Shoes, Eli?
No.
Why? It is so sad.
That never, apparently that never got through like into the mainstream non-Christian radio or whatever.
Yeah,
they didn't have a Hanukkah shoes.
It's one of those ones where it's just like, why do we, like, this is like so.
I thought it was like going to be like a weird joke where it's just like, all I want for Christmas is shoes, like over and over. And that's what I sort of thought was going to be.
They're not women making the song.
I don't know. Yeah, you get some sad songs, seems like.
It's just, if mama meets Jesus tonight, she needs to have shoes that are just her size. She's apparently.
Isn't Jesus the whole thing that he's
terminally
like
ill?
Not. He wouldn't be like, nice shoes. He'd be like,
yeah, because guys never notice.
They never do, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I got a haircut too, but I guess that's not, yeah. That was fun.
I tried to have a bit for a while, like on sad things, like all, I tried to have a bit for a while about how like 90% of Jewish holidays are of a massacre. Like, they're all like, there's like five times a year they're like, and today our people were massacred again. This time they were drowned in the sea. Like, it's every time.
This time, somebody else got massacred. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Just always like, and then the Pharaoh massacred us for 8 days. Like, it's just different.
We
shit.
Just had the Maccabees. Those guys threw down. You know.
Yeah, there was not quite as much of a massacre as we expected.
Not quite as much.
And we name all our sporting tournaments after those guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the Maccabee Games.
Oh, yeah. Maccabees are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty sick, I think.
Maccabee chat. What's
yeah,
what's
yeah.
going on? It's like, I don't know. We don't really have anything planned for this.
Now I'm really sad for that sick mom.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
It's already hard to shop for your mother.
When she's going to die.
Well, on the plus side, it's the last present you'll have to buy.
That
right?
is true. So. But
oh, God. Right on Christmas, too.
Pretty rough.
Pretty rough stuff. Anyways, have a good weekend, everybody. Yeah. Have a good week.
It's like, hey, guys, I got a great idea for a song. Check this out. And it's like, what the fuck what is the this, fuck? Man?
I got the sound you've been looking for.
It's your cousin.
Yeah. You wanted to have a song about your mom is dying? Yes? Well, here it is.
I don't know. For some reason, Butterfly Kisses, I know it's not Bob Carlyle, which is who did Butterfly Kisses. Mm-hmm. But for me, like, those two feel like two sides of the same coin.
Even though
nobody dies in Butterfly Kisses, it's like a very like insanely schmaltzy song.
Should we go on Cameo and pay someone to sing Christmas Shoes?
Get TJ Lavin to do Christmas Shoes.
We could probably get Bob Carlyle. He's probably on there.
Oh my God, Bob.
It's like Dick Van Dyke's on there, just old.
Oh my God.
Don't do it, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
DVD. Hey, whoa, is that why it's called that? All
right. Yeah. Dick Van Discs. Get the Dick Van Disc set.
Because like, the first set made was for a diagnosis murder. Yeah.
Wait, it just reminded me of a story I haven't thought about in a very long time. My dad's cousin, this is a brag, my dad's cousin played football for Penn State. Very exciting.
His name was
Joe Paterno.
His name was he didn't play. He was a coach.
He was a coach. Don't worry about it. Okay, so one of my elementary school teachers was obsessed with Penn State. So one time in class, I was like, "Oh, my dad's cousin played for Penn State," and he's like, "What was his name?" And his name was Dick. And so this is in fucking fourth grade. He goes, "What was his name?" And I was like, "Dick." And then every boy in class laughed.
Everybody in class like, "Yeah!"
And then
you were like, "I want to be a comedian."
I was like, "Wait, maybe I found the source."
This feels good.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's fine. I had a teacher who. I want to say it was like seventh grade, maybe, like a math teacher who would like, and he was a huge Penn State guy. He was a huge Joe Paterno guy. And this is now many years ago. So, but like, I actually thought about him. This is somebody who I would never think about. But when like all this stuff happened with her, I was like, man, he must be really fucking crushed by this.
Dude, this is fucked up. This is not funny, what I'm going to say, but it's my life.
It's the bonus.
It's the bonus. So my dad's family is from Pennsylvania, and they were like Irish Catholic, like, you know, drunks. And my dad's cousin, like, played for Penn State. That was a big fucking deal. And then when he actually ended up getting diagnosed and passing away from cancer when he was really young, and goddamn Joe Paterno came to his funeral.
Oh, wow.
My family held that man in the highest regard. He was like a saint in our family. Geez. So when that shit came out, we did the Irish Catholic thing. We just didn't talk about it.
Right. you bottle just it pretend. Down.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how that none of the. Well, yeah. Just a weird gap in all of our memories forever.
Did anyone want any more whiskey?
Yeah. Can I get some more of that
just
pecan
wash it
pie?
Down. Yeah. Get some of Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
That's a callback to the other episode. Sorry.
Oh,
we
my
do
God.
That.
I was just stare. Every time my mom said Sarah Huckabee Sanders pie, I would just stare at Casey with eyes of fire.
Yeah. And he's like, who, me? What do I do?
I like pie.
he's on his third piece.
He ate so much of it.
I like have that.
It tastes better when you're mad.
It sort of does. I feel like
actually
it does.
Pie does.
Yeah. I had that thing in like elementary school, or I don't remember what grade it was. We were gonna like learn some Spanish words, and we sat in a circle, and we're gonna go around the circle, and you say either niño or niña if you're a boy or a girl. And I missed that. I fucking tuned out. I was long gone. And I like tuned back in like halfway around the circle, and I was like, what is this? and I couldn't figure out. So I thought that
picking a random word?
I thought there was a pattern there. I thought there was like, I was trying to recognize like a pattern. I'm like, it's too Nino, whatever.
You just have and like, you just have like, you're just like Zach Galifianakis with the.
Yeah exactly. I'm like, it's a pattern. There's a pattern.
Beautiful mind.
Uncover the pattern. And it gets to me, and I'm like, well, I think, yep, let's go for. And his was like, Nina. And everyone fucking dies laughing. And I have remembered it ever since.
Several minutes.
Always in my mind.
It's like, oh, that's clearly a Fibonacci sequence, so I am a girl.
Yeah. I'm actually smart.
Oh, no.
It's that, and then I played on a soccer team, the Janie Jaguars, and my friend's dad coached it. His name is, I'm not going to actually say his name, but.
His name is Jimmy James, coach of the Janie Jaguars. Yeah.
And we were like, you know, practicing or whatever, and then. They asked me something about like me running. I don't remember what the fuck it was, but my answer was I was like, oh, I don't have enough stamina. And then the coach said, what the fuck does stamina mean? And then everyone laughed at me again because I was smarter than the coach. I was ostracized.
What the fuck does stamina mean? As his wife just like hits her forehead.
Oh, she was.
Shut up, college boy.
It's like, college.
I'm eight.
I'm your son's friend.
Yeah. I'm wearing shorts and like cleats from Modell's that for like kids.
I'm wearing Umbros.
Dude, speaking of clothing, that is truly like, it's such a windfall for the, this makes very such a windfall for the clothing industry that like, how quickly kids grow. I mean,
oh,
you can sell
big clothes.
So much clothes.
Also, people.
That's how they get you. Your kids get a bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I think also, like, kids, like, you want to dress your kid cute for all the pictures and shit. So people spend disgusting money. The
Instagram is changing everything.
Absolutely.
I like the little Jordans. And they're so expensive, but they're so fun.
They're so cute and little. But the children's wear market is obnoxiously lucrative.
Yeah.
It's insane.
If it was more. Like allowed, I really like, you know, J. Crew has the crew cuts, which is like,
oh my god,
and it's like, it's clothing for children, but it's like a magazine full of like small children dressed like a 60-year-old man.
It's
this kid that's like 3 inches tall in like an old shawl collar sweater. It's just like
it's
a fetus. It's like a fetus in a cable knit sweater, and I'm like, this is fantastic. So
cute.
I love it.
A tiny bow tie.
Yeah. Just so small.
Oh, I love it so much.
Menswear blog child.
Yeah. Menswear baby.
You ever see menswear blog dog or whatever?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Dog? Yeah, pretty good.
It's like, it's fun and I like the pictures, but I like sort of like imagining the guy who runs the blog makes me sad.
Yeah.
But it's like the Instagram thing is weird because like with kids, I'm sure it's weird also, but like every aspect of like, I don't know, like stuff that I don't normally experience. Cause I, you know, like, so like I don't have kids. I don't, like my sister is going to be the maid of honor in a wedding and like, there's like a whole thing with asking people to be in the bridal party that's now like a thing where you have to have like a theme.
Sorry, the listeners can't see this, but I'm rolling my eyes.
But it's gotten
familiar.
It seems like it's ramped up recently because like it's, you have to like have a thing.
It's a fucking thing.
Yeah. I went to 7 weddings this year.
That's Virginia.
that's some Virginia shit. All my younger fucking cousins.
Yeah.
It is so.
They were fucking each other.
Virginia. Yeah. No. They're all married to each other. Yeah, you got to keep it in the family.
Fucking
it's
cousins.
It's mostly to get benefits from the army. It's like right. Because if you're married, it happened in Michigan too. Like if you're married before you go to the army, right? You get like.
Yeah. Well, my cousin who got married, one of them is married a guy in the Coast Guard. And I swear to God, I've never seen my dad happier than hanging out with a bunch of like young Coast Guard kids.
Showing them his knives.
Showing
his knives. Yeah, you guys like knives?
He's like, well, I'll take all y'all hunting.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. Like, I've been to a couple weddings recently. It's like, if you're somebody who does the thing where you make the people dance, you make the groomsmen, and you know they have to dance out.
Yeah.
Oh, I would just feel like.
But those are, that's generally, none of those ever have somebody who doesn't want to do it in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do.
Really?
I mean, like, you have to do You have to smile.
You mean like a choreographed? You mean like a choreographed dance?
No, like when they
announce the bridal party. You end up doing some dumbass shimmy or whatever.
I've been in a few of those. That's no fun.
It's no fun. And also, especially because of Instagram and stuff, it's the same thing. Everybody's is just the same thing because like this huge. Like,
that shit all started too with like the fucking Office with like.
Oh yeah, totally.
And then
yeah,
people were just doing that for real at their wedding, and it's like,
oh my god.
Just in case you want everyone to know, like what like 2 month period you got married in, or you're like really out of style. Like people had like Gangnam Style stuff. It's like, okay, so you got married between the months of May and like August in
2011.
Yeah,
or
whatever year it was. Yeah,
yeah. My my wedding cake had just the band Stained on top of it, just small figures.
No, the wedding. I get so I'm about to be 31. I get more targeted wedding ads than you would ever even imagine. Yeah. And that's a brag.
They're just like, what's your problem?
Yeah, you're not married? Ew.
Freeze your eggs.
Yeah. I have to, I am officiating my friend's wedding in next year. And I feel like my biggest, I'm so scared that like any of my just like speaking mannerisms, like I'm gonna have to like iron those out. It's gonna be a lot of like anyways, fucking thanks for coming.
I mean,
it was pretty sick. Yeah, but like I don't know, it's weird. You gotta like I like because you have to like write stuff you're officiating, right? And like I'm worried, like I have to write that. I'm excited to write. I think I'm very honored to do it, but it's like I feel like I'm trying to find this thing between like saying something that everyone will be like, "That was great," but I don't want to seem like I'm trying to fucking
do stand up
or like be like the like. It just almost feels like you're like hogging the wedding. Where you're like, look how fucking sincere this shit I wrote is. Yeah. Anyways,
What the fuck was that stuff about the airport? What was that?
Yeah.
The wedding.
I flew here.
Started some funny stuff on the way here.
I thought I'd mention it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
So, anyone here dating? Oh, right, you're getting married. Yeah. You guys on the apps? Is anybody here on the apps?
Ooh, I'll get them back.
just do like the stereotypical like mic, like shitty open mic set. Just like, you guys on Tinder? You guys,
yeah.
You guys doing
put
that?
The mic stand in front of the couple.
What else did I want to talk about? Oh, right, you two getting married.
Yeah. It'll be good. Detroit.
I think you're going to do good.
Thanks, man.
I think you're going to be great.
I like Detroit. Detroit is great. More people should go to Detroit.
I got
to
go.
Go to the Shinola factory.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. It's like people in Detroit get really mad because it's all ruined porn when people go to Detroit and they just take photos of like abandoned shit, which there is. There's a lot of crazy shit there, but. Like, I know a lot of people that I knew in college are like, you know, I went to art school in Michigan near Detroit, so a lot of them are, like, trying to rebuild Detroit.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I mean, like, stuff's on fire, but, like, also there's, like, nice places, and there's interesting stuff.
It's a cool art scene. As a woman who saw 8 Mile in theaters no less than 4 times, I should go to Detroit.
That's also a very fun part of it, because, like, I'll get, you're nice enough to, like, give me rides a lot when I, because you also live in D.C., like, for holidays, and going through your high school CD collection is just, like, it's all, like, it's, like, the bar mitzvah bet, like, it's, like... It's like if there was a bar mitzvah, but like a bar mitzvah playlist that you couldn't do because it's like a little too sexual. Like that's like the CDs.
There's like a lot of Trina on there too. Yeah, so it's like definitely have to leave some. Definitely have to leave Kia my neck, my back out. Other than that, it's probably the most embarrassed I've ever been when I let...
Do you have the album? Did you buy the album?
No, these are mixtapes I made. Okay. Remember when you had to burn CD mixtapes, you know? I would never have been so embarrassed. I let some comics borrow my truck to go down.
Oh, no.
And they were like, we listened to your CDs. Yeah. And it was like, I was like, oh my God, I know that there's Limp Bizkit on there. Yeah. It's like DMX
results
and Limp Bizkit.
Results may vary.
Just like, whatever, it's good.
Don't they have like fun so titles fun. Written like on Sharpie in them? Aren't they called like Hood Rat Shit?
Yes.
It's so good.
The horny mix. They're called the horny mix.
You gotta listen to the horny mix.
I remember Whose Car Is It. One time I was on a road trip and they had a CD that was like they'd never seen it and their mom had burned it. And it was like the Dawson's Creek theme song was on it more than once. It was like on there a couple times. It was pretty good.
I think my favorite one was Corky's Mall Mix.
Corky's?
Yeah, that's my nickname.
Corky Romano?
No, not like Corky Romano. It was horrible when that movie came out.
Good, buddy. It's Corky.
My family calls me Corky.
You were in a very limited not easy to make fun of, quirky, like, period. You were like,
because
before that there was Life Goes, you remember that show, Life Goes On, with like Corky's the guy that had Down syndrome, and it's like, well, that's a tough one too.
Yeah. Oh my god, wait a second. Now I'm realizing why I'm here.
I was gonna say, was it a thing where you like couldn't pronounce your own name?
Definitely. Oh, okay. Well, when kids say my name, it sounds like corny. So I have my nieces call me Coco because it's like, first of all, like Ice-T's wife.
Call me Coco. Corky? No, Coco. All right, Corky. There you go. Yeah.
Much like Ice-T's wife, Courtney is also has a huge ass. His name is Casey.
Oh, I love him. Got his ass.
Lay it out. Uppercut.
Have to subscribe to hear that one, pal.
Yeah, pay $5 to get fucked.
We'll make it funny on this one too.
Oh, I'll listen to her bonus thing. Sure, like get through 21 minutes. Like, oh, come on, hey.
We give all of our guests a copy of the bonus episode on a cassette, so that, you don't have to pay for it or anything like that.
A single.
Yeah.
Remember when you used to have to buy the full when I was like in high school, like there was like the burning thing didn't start for, I didn't have like a burner until I was going to college. Like I like to like make to like, you I know, think rip I was, CDs and stuff.
I was, must've been like six, like right when I got my car, I thought it was the coolest thing.
And it was like, I bought like a laptop for college that had like a CD like burner in it. So I like started ripping CDs and burning stuff and whatever. But like before that, it was like, if you wanted the thing, you either buying the single felt stupid. Cause it's like, it's
still like $3.99.
Right. It was expensive and you'd have to like change out the CDs all the time or whatever. But then you're like gonna buy like the Kaya album.
Yeah. Well,
which is like presumably 18 other songs.
Probably
a bunch of skits or something.
Yeah. Oh. So many skits.
Was there another single? Or was it just like, that's it. That's all I got.
I think that was the big one.
I don't think you could name a single album that was bought and only one song listened to on more than Eiffel 65. Whatever album had I'm Blue on it.
Whatever album had. Excuse me, it's called Blue parentheses Da Ba D.
Da Ba D.
Close parentheses.
I'm trying to remember what the name of the album was. I think it was like, I'm just thinking of Smash Mouth albums. Astro Lounge.
It was called Fushi Mang.
Yeah, but it was like, oh man. Yeah, it was like, that was, because I'm Blue was like the biggest song in the world and nobody even gave another song
a shot. I was very excited when that opened. Iron Man 3.
That opened Iron Man 3?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, because Iron Man 3 is like the first scene of Iron Man 3 takes place in like 2000.
Oh,
really?
And that's
like
funny.
And it's like a conference or something like that, and they're in the end, it's just like, that's like the, and listen! And, it's like, and then they're like, it's playing in the background.
Hear the story about a little
Iron Man 3 is good. You guys didn't see Iron Man 3? Or don't remember?
I don't remember.
I saw it. I don't remember that part.
It's Shane Black.
It's good. Iron Man 3 is great. It has the Mandarin in it. I remember that. I remember all that shit.
It's like, and it's like legit funny. And it's like, because Rob Downey Jr. did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which is amazing.
Which is really good.
Shane Black. Mm-hmm. So it's like the same type of, like, he's like the same style, because like basically that's just who he is on screen at this point.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Iron Man 3. I don't know if you guys have heard of Iron Man 3. Check it out.
We'll put a link
in the description. Check it out. Whenever you get a chance.
Check out the blockbuster movies.
check out Iron Man 3, My Neck, My Back by Kaya.
Oh, my God.
Life Goes On, that show about
the your little art house, local art house theater. Check out Avengers Infinity War.
Also, just to be clear, I do not have Down syndrome. Just to run that by everybody. I can remember choreographing a song in my friend's basement to My Neck, My Back. And I'm like, can you imagine the parents upstairs? It's like, are you ladies pop your pussy like this? And we're just like, we'll be up in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's just like, you don't know, like pouring a drink. Yeah. Going, yeah. Girls today are crazy.
That's how I feel like it must be if, like, you have a young daughter that's like super into One Direction or something, or the equivalent, where it's just like, and you're like, they're like, I love like Harry. And just like, just being a parent, being like, you don't know what you're feeling. Like,
oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say you don't know what love is.
Yeah, no, just like it was. I feel like I said before, like I went to, as like a joke to review it for something, I went to the like opening day One Direction movie, and it's just like, it was like 12-year-olds like
just
screaming. I was really hungover too, and it sucked a lot. But it would be like Harry Styles or whatever, and you'd like pop on screen like wearing like boxer briefs, and they would be shrieking. And I'm like, you don't know like why? What you're feeling. Yeah, like yeah, you're just yeah. like yeah. you know underwear is like
you haven't got your period,
but you
yet.
Don't like know what's under there. Like you don't even know what'd be going on. Maybe with all these
I don't know,
pornography on the internet.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
All these kids are on.
Didn't One Direction in one of those live movies they sing like Teenage Dirtbag?
Yeah,
did
I think
they?
So.
And it's like,
that might have been the one I saw.
It's like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, you back the fuck off.
You guys like to claim like yeah. weird nerd stuff. Yeah. You're fucking One Direction.
I feel like at least some of them like don't I mean they're like manufactured, they're put together like
yeah.
there's a couple of them that probably like fucking love Wheatus like and just like they just can't be out there talking to right.
they love the deep
like,
cut
I love
Wheatus,
right.
Wheatus.
Right.
The they love cut. The other stuff from the album
yeah what's up One Directioners, check out Ween, go fucking look up Primus, like it doesn't you know you can't
Pork Soda
yeah
it's got where a cool album cover. I don't like the music.
Yeah, it does have a cool album cover.
I was an NSYNC kid.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. They NSYNC's first album came out when I was like 11 years old. It was I was a very big NSYNC fan, and of course, I guess which one I liked.
JC.
He is Joey from DC, Fatone.
Though. No, Lance Bass, baby.
Oh,
love
tracks.
My gays. All yeah. my dad's friends.
What
were
is
like,
with those kids who? What is with the girls who like Chris Kirkpatrick?
Lisa,
like, or like AJ McLean. Like,
Lisa Traeger has an amazing joke about that. About how it's like those were just plants, so parents knew they had to parent better. They had to like work on their kids' self-esteem.
Yeah.
I
think they look more like a dad. Like if you have dad stuff, you'd be
oh,
like,
yeah,
oh,
totally.
I love.
Or even like the one guy, the guy who looks like a cartoon coyote from Backstreet Boys.
Kevin.
He's like 20 years older than the rest
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, I loved Lance and all my dad's friends, a bunch of like drunk rednecks. They all used to make fun of me. They'd be like, that guy's gay, clearly. And I was like, no, he's not. We're going to get married. And then when Lance came out, one of my dad's best friends framed the People magazine cover of Lance just being like, I'm gay, and left it on my front doorstep for me. And I just like picturing this like construction worker going to Michael's and fucking buying a fucking frame and
it's like, what
it
you
together.
Did is actually gayer than anything
yeah,
he's
exactly.
ever done, buddy.
I'm just looking at it, give me strength. I'm my own struggle.
He built a deck, and then he went to Michael's. Yeah. Like, that's incredible.
Let me get about 30 feet pressure-treated lumber. I got this People magazine here.
What size do you think this is?
What kind of ribbon y'all got?
I didn't listen to any of that stuff. I didn't like NSYNC or Backstreet
Boys.
Well,
you guys aren't the target audience. No shade.
Nah,
you
know? The songs
Poodle Hat.
The songs are good.
It's great. Bye, bye, bye. That's a great song. It's a great pop song.
It's Gonna Be Me is good.
Oh, It's Gonna Be Me. Love it.
I don't like the slow. Well, I like I Want It That Way, but I don't like the slow. The slow NSYNC is not. God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You.
This I Promise You. That was a good one.
What about Drive? Was one where they're in the insane? What about the one where they're in the insane asylum? What's that one?
Oh, Drive Myself Crazy. Yeah. Oh my God, I love that one. Well, Girlfriend was very good. The Nelly remix, that was fun. That's like early 2000s prime.
Well, that's why like the Super Bowl where it was
NSYNC,
Britney,
and the Rolling
and Aerosmith, and then Nelly also. I
think
that was like the most 2000 thing.
I thought that Nelly and Nelly Furtado were the same person, and that just sometimes they use his last name and sometimes they didn't.
I was like, this guy is a chameleon. I don't know how he does it.
A chameleonaire.
I love.
I think chameleonaire is really rich now.
Really?
Well, it's in the name.
I think he's like a very everyone's like he disappeared, but I think he's actually like a really successful.
He probably bought like a bunch of like corporate parking lots or something. Like,
something stupid like
which
that.
Which like, hey man, whatever.
It's not funny, but it's like that you were like NFL people are set for life. That's like notoriously not true. They're so like notoriously bad with money.
I think of that more in terms of like short career people, not like 25.
Right.
Or
not household names you're talking about. I mean, I see where you're coming from. I mean, Brett Favre seems like he has to have money, but also like I feel like, I don't know, maybe they don't.
Successful startup investor.
Chameleon?
Yeah, he's like a venture capitalist.
Yeah, he sold something to General Motors, and now he has something called Convos, which allows people to upload 15-second clips often addressed to celebrities.
Hmm.
It's like a reverse cameo.
You got scooped by Cameo.
Oh, my God.
We're like weirdly called back to Cameo now. So you guys just yell at a celebrity.
What's up, man, there? I've been a fan since the mixtape days, and it's great to see your growth and progression.
That guy definitely doesn't have pants on.
What is it that I did to have you block me on Twitter? It'd be great to still follow you and keep up with all the great moves that you're doing. Let me know.
Oh, man, that was beautiful. Well, now that you're here in the Combos app, you get a second chance at life and you get to see everything I'm doing. So welcome to Combos. And to answer your question, no mercy, because I've never blocked anyone that didn't deserve it. I don't know what you're
talking about. Chameleonaire rules!
I fucking love Chameleonaire! Hell
no
yeah.
Mercy. I've never blocked anyone that didn't deserve it.
Like, yeah, if you want to find out, check it out on this app. Fuck you, dude.
That's so good. I'm blocked by Questlove, and I still don't know why.
Wait,
so,
really?
Yeah, who knows?
That's hilarious.
Well, that was awesome.
Yeah, that rules.
So good for Chameleon.
Shelby, please clip that. No mercy. I've never blocked anyone who didn't deserve it.
I am the biggest Chameleonaire fan.
That was like an M. Night Shyamalan level twist. Like,
yeah,
It was like such like a, hey, man, that's great. Now we're here on the app. Anyway, it's like, nope. Fuck you.
You know what? Let's play it again, and then let's end the episode on playing that one more time.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it. How do you? Oh, we have to refresh.
Chameleonaire on Convos.
Hey, what's up, Chameleonaire? I've been a fan since the mixtape days, and it's great to see your growth and progression.
This guy's in my question is, child's bed.
What is it that I did have you block me on Twitter? It'd be great to still follow you and keep up with all the great moves that you're doing. Let me know.
Oh, man, that was beautiful. Well, now that you're here in the Combos app, you get a second chance at life and you get to see everything I'm doing. So welcome to Combos. And to answer your question, no mercy, because I've never blocked anyone that didn't deserve it. I don't know what you did, but you did something. You can't fool me.
Yeah!
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Courtney. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Chameleonaire.
That was great.
That was amazing.